This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Pull on the snow boots. A big winter storm will slam into much of the nation beginning tonight, says the Weather Service. Heavy snow starting in the Rockies and freezing rain as far south as Texas before it drops snow and ice on the Midwest. Watches and warnings are posted for much of the country, from Texas through the Midwest and parts of the Northeast into Vermont. The National Weather Service's Marty Rausch.
It'll be a very messy system. And it'll make travel very difficult.
Could a COVID vaccine be coming soon for children as young as 6 months old? We're learning that as soon as today, Pfizer may ask the FDA for emergency authorization for its vaccine for very young children. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Pfizer's been testing vaccines for the youngest Americans, 6 months to 5 years old, and finds its lower dose two-shot vaccine is safe for the little ones and produces an immune response, but it's not as strong as it would like to see in 2 to 5 year olds. While Pfizer continues testing a three-dose regimen, an insider tells the Associated Press the Biden administration wants to get the ball rolling on the two-shot protocol until the testing is completed on a possible third dose.
Thousands of residents have been running from their homes in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, as an out-of-control fire rages at a fertilizer plant. No injuries, but firefighters are warning there could be a big explosion because of chemicals at the site. They'll begin questioning potential jurors today in the trial of a former Kentucky police officer involved in a botched raid that killed Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman. Brett Hankison has pleaded not guilty to wanton endangerment. He's accused of firing wildly into the apartments of Taylor's neighbors during the March 2020 raid. This is AP News. Whoopi Goldberg is apologizing for saying the Holocaust was not about race.
Her initial comments Monday morning on ABC's The View, which she co-hosts, caused a backlash. She says, instead of saying the Holocaust is not about race, but about man's inhumanity to man, she should have said it's about both. She cites the Anti-Defamation League in agreeing that, quote, the Holocaust was about the Nazis' systematic annihilation of the Jewish people who they deemed to be an inferior race. Goldberg goes on in her tweet to say that the Jewish people around the world have always had my support and that will never waver. Julie Walker, New York.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is closing death row in his state. He'll move all condemned inmates in San Quentin's death row to other prisons within 2 years. He says landing on death row has more to do with wealth and race than guilt or innocence. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.